Okay. Today's daf lamed beis. We're in lamed aleph. Let's try to taste lamed beis. We're in lamed aleph. Beis by the Gemara. So the Gemara is now going to give a halacha that we didn't know till now, that the din of shvuas ha'edus, which is when someone swears that he doesn't know testimony when he really does, and his testimony would actually have an impact. The Gemara is going to explain that the din of shvuas ha'edus is only when the tovea asks him to make the shvua, asks him to give testimony. But if he preempts prior to being subpoenaed, so to speak, then he wouldn't be chayv shvuas ha'edus. So Amar Shmuel, ra'uhu, the edim see the tovea, who's running after them, and he's obviously going to want to ask them to give testimony. Amlo, so they say to him, Mata ratzacharenu, why are you running after us? Shvua she'inanu yodim chayidus. We swear to you that we don't know any edus. They're pturin, then they're going to be putter from the korban shvua. They're probably chayid for a sheker or something like that. But they're putter from a korban because the toveya has to be the one who initiates the process. Repturim ad sheyishmu mipid. Until they hear from the mouth of Tobeya, who says, come and swear for me. So the Gemara asks, this is double pasha. My kamashmalon, what's Shmuel coming to teach us? Tanina, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey. Right? The Mishnah says that there's no chiyuv shvuah until you actually hear the Tobeya request you to give testimony. The Mishnah says, Shilach biyad abdo. If a Tobeya sends an eved to get up the edim to swear, right? Osha amar lehem anitba. Or the nitba, not the toveya. The nitba says, right? Mashbi ani aleichem shimatem yodim edus. That if you know, I'm telling you to swear that if you know edus for the other guy, for the toveya, shetavovati do, you should go swear for him. And they deny, you should go testify for him. And they deny it. Then harei lupturim. They're putter from the karbon. Why? Ad sheyishmu mipi hatoveya. They actually have to hear from the toveya. Rashi says, bo bihaiduni. You have to hear the toveya say, come testify on my behalf. You can't hear it from the other guy saying, oh, testify on his behalf. You can't hear it from an aide. And I don't know, but from an evan. What about for a shliach? The shliach is an unkamosa. I wonder if that works. Right? Maybe that depends on what the concept of shliach is. But you have to hear it from the mouth of the tomeya. So the Gemara answers, no, you know why? Because rat acharein itzrichlei. Running after him is a different case. Sakadai de chamina, you would have thought, kevon de rat acharein commander amalu dami. Since he's running after him, it's as if he said it. Kamash Milan, that it's not. What's the Havamina? What's the Maskana? I think you could say that the Havamina is, the Maskana is that you need, the Tobeya has to verbalize the request. The Havamina was is that so long as there's an indication that the Tobeya wants you to testify on his behalf, then that would have been enough. The Maskana Shmuel comes and says, no, you actually have, the law is you have to verbalize the request. Bahan Nami Tanina, so the Gemara says, wait a second. The fact about rats, we know that already. Bahan Nami Tanina, Shusa Edus Ketzad, how is a Shusa Edus? In our Mishnah, it says, Amr le'edim, bo v'heiduni. Okay, that didn't work. If he says to the witnesses, code testify on my behalf, right? Amr in, lo amr lo. Dafka, if he verbalizes it. Not if there's just an implication or indication that he wants him to testify. So the Gemara says, no, because Amr is lav dafka. The word Amr, don't take it so literally in the Mishnah, because it's not, because it can't be literal in a different Mishnah. Amr lav dafka. The ilo temahachi, because if you tell me that Amr is dafka, we're going to have a problem with the next case, right? The Mishnah Lamed Vav, Gabi Shvuas Pikadon, by a Pikadon. Because Gabi Pikadon, the Katani, it says in that Mishnah, Shvuas HaPikadon Ketzer. How do you make a Shvuas HaPikadon, which is where you deny that I have the object that is yours, right? Amr lo, tein li Pikadon Shirish Dubiyadcha. It says, give me the Pikadon. You say to me that I should give you back the Pikadon, that I should give you back the collateral, whatever it is, that I have in my hands. So Hachinami, Amar in lo amar lo. If it's dafka, then it has to be dafka if the tobeya verbalizes request to give it back. But the pasuk says, right? It says v'chirish ba'amiso. As long as you deny it, and we can learn out kolzu. Anytime you deny having the pikadon, even if it's without the impetus of the tobeya and with not being verbalized, ela amar lav dafka hachinami lav dafka. So amar is lav dafka there, then amar should be lav dafka here. Because if you say amar is dafka, you're going to have a problem with the next Mishnah. So, okay, this is working. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So, hi, mind, you're telling me that Amar is lav dafka? So, I Amar Bishlama Amar Dahaka dafka. If you're telling me that Amar in our case is dafka, so Tanan Hasam, so there by the Shavuos HaPikadon, it says the word Amar. Because it's just to keep the consistency in the Mishnayas. So, Atu Hacha, it says Amr there because of Amr here. Because if Amr was dafka here. But, El Iyamart, If you tell me, lo amar dehasam dafka, lo amar dehacha dafka, if both cases of amar are lav dafka, amar lamu l'mishnes, why are you even saying the word amar? Forget the word amar, right? If one's dafka, then you can say the other one was just said agav, the first one. But if both of them are lav dafka, why even mention the words? So the Gemara says, Dilma, maybe, orcha de milcha kamash malon. The Mishnah, the author of the Mishnah says the word amar, because that's the regular case, how it happens. That the Tobeya goes to Edom, and he says, come testify on my behalf. Therefore it says the Lashon Amar. And so too by the Shibus Bikadam, it says Amar, and the Lashon of Amar is not Dafka. Okay, so therefore, you see that the Chiddush, and now that Shmuel, a foot of Shmuel is Rat Acharehen. And it has to be that a verbal request, it can't just be an implied request. So Tanaka Vase de Shmuel, so we have a Brisa that supports Shmuel, Ra'u Sheba Acharehen, right? They saw the Edom see him flying, running after him. Amrlo, and they say to him, "Ma taba achareinu? Why are you running after us?" Shmuel and Yodel Chayedus Peturim, right? Because Chayavim. If it was because they took the initiative, they would be Chayim. It's interesting. So we have the Brisa. We said what's Shmuel's Chiddush? It's already in this Mishnah. We asked the Kasha from the Mishnah, but for the Brisa, it's a support. One the exact same thing. But the Mishnah, we asked the Kasha. And the answer is because they said that the Amorim knew all the Mishnahs. So if you're saying something that's not a Chiddush, and there's a parish Mishnah, I guess, what are you saying? What's the Chiddush? And they didn't necessarily know all the Brisos. Of course, over here from, says there's a Gemara in Shabbos, and Kuflam Ches, and there's a Rashi, and a Tosis above Messiah, that therefore, so when there's a Brisa, you can't ask what's he teaching us as a parish Brisa. Maybe he didn't know the Brisa. I don't know if I can say that, but that's what. Yeah, good, fine. Next. The Mishnah said, Hishbiya alein chamesh pa'amim, if I made them swear five times outside chutz lebezdin, outside of Bezdin, and then bo lebezdin, so then they came to Bezdin, and they were moda, that they do no testimony, they're putter, there's no chi of korban from the swearings, from the oaths that took place outside of the court. So minolon, so you see from the Mishnah that the edim are in chayiv unless they deny knowing the edus if they, that denial takes place in the courthouse. So we know that Kribrit in Hud Mechaydeh and Hachutzel Bezim Lo Mechaydeh. How do we know that only if the edim only become chayiv if they kofar, they deny knowing the testimony outside, inside the Bezim, but they not deny it outside the Bezim, they can still, they have time to be poser. So Amar Rabbi, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, right, the Pasuk says, Benefit Shri Sechata, Usham, Makol Allah, Buhu Eid, O Ra, O Yada. The Pasuk continues, In Lo Yagid, Vinasa Avono. If he doesn't say his testimony, if he denies it, then he's going to be punished. Lo Amarti Lecha, I can't say that Yechayiv Vishus Eidos, El B'makom She'ilu Magid Zeh, Mishayiv Zeh Mamon. I can only say it in a case where if the aid would testify, he would be Mechayiv the other person's money. Where's that? In court. So only if the kfir takes place in court, Yechayiv. So Gemara says, Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaye, Ihachi, if that's how you're learning, Eimer Shvua Guf Beizdin In, Shalom Beizdin Do. What about the Shvua itself? We have two parts here. We have the kfira, I deny, and I swear about the denial. So now we're saying that the denial has to take place in Beis Din. What if he swears about the denial outside of Beis Din? Why don't we say swearing only is chayiv in Beis Din, but swearing outside Beis Din is pater? But how can that be, right? Ema shvua gufa the Beis Din in, shalom Beis Din lo. So the Gemara says, no, lo sol kodaita, you can't have that halim in the time, because the price that says, it says in the parsha Shavusa Egos, it says, v'ayu ki yeshom la'achas me'elav, izvada sher chatalea. So we're darshing the word achas. La'achas, l'chayiv, akol achas va'achas. There's a time when you can be mechayiv on each and every shvua that you took, that you swore, right? The isak adaitak v'beizdin. And if you can tell me that you're only chayiv for the shvuos, if you take the shvua in beizdin, mi mechayiv, akol achas va'achas. How is it possible to be chayiv more than once if you make a shvua in the beizdin? Our Mishnah said, v'hatnan, hishbi alein chamesh pa'am in the beizdin, v'kapru in chayiv me'el achas. Right, you only chayiv once, and why? But Amar B'Shimon, my time, Ahova, and Yichol, and Lachshav, and because once, they swear the first time, they gave their testimony, they denied it, came into Higgit, Shunin, the close of Ramagat. The next couple of Shavuos are moot. There's no point to them. So, Elo, Lachshma, Minah. So you see from here, Shavuah, Chutz, Lebezdin, Kfira, Lebezdin. You see that the Kfira must take place in Bezdin, but the Shavuah may take place outside of Bezdin. So what's the case? I guess the case would be, where the guy comes at, the guy is kofar, and he swears outside of Bezdin. Then he comes to Bezdin, he stands by his kfira, so that shvua that he took place outside of Bezdin is still enough to mechayiv makarban. But if he takes multiple shvuos in Bezdin, only one, multiple shuls outside Beis Din with a kfir in Beis Din, then he's chayav on each and every shul. Okay. Next case. The kfir, there must be, in order to trigger the chiyuv of the karban, the kfirah, the denial of knowing the edus, has to have taken place in the court. Right. I guess you, because you say, you make a shul outside of court, and I think the case is, outside of court, you say to me, give me the testimony. And I say, I don't know it. I swear I don't know it. I come into Beis Din, and the guy says, give the testimony. I don't know it. So he stands by his kfirah, but the kfirah took place in Beis Din. So the shvur that he took outside the Beis Din still applies, and he kind of the karban. I think, I don't know if that's how the Rebbe over there explains it, the article, but I think that's the case. Okay, the next case in the Mishnah was, kafru shneim ka'achas kayovin. If they both deny, both edim deny knowing the shvur at the same time, then you're chayiv. So see from the Mishnah, you're not chayiv unless the kfir is v'bas achas. The Gemara asks, how's that possible to have kfir at the exact same time? The Gemara says, you can't be mitzamsin. You can't combine. I don't know if I should use this word mitzamsin. You can't be so exact on the that the, you know, Tere Kol Yilom Mishnami. We're not Shem. We can't say Shem with the Zachar at the same time. So Amar Chista Hamani Rabbi Yosef Glili he the Amar Li Absolut Samtzin. Not this is like Rabbi Yosef Glili says Absolut Samtzin. Where's that machlokas? So the Rashi says. Rashi says Rabbi Yosef Glili. You see it's 7-8 lines in the short lines. Rabbi Yosef Glili, the machlokas of Absolut Samtzin is a case of Bechoros. A couple years about a year away, year and a half away. That's Bechoros. So the Masechus Bechoros. Rachel Shalom Bichros. So he had this animal that never gave birth yet. The Yolder Shnei Zecharim, and then it has twins. Right? And it looks like they were born at the same time. Rabbi Yosef Lila Omer Shnei and Lakoin. So therefore they both have the din of a Bechor. Came out at the exact same time. They both belong to the Kohen. The Efshalot Samtim Shiyotziyu Shnei and Biyachad Rosham. It's possible that they both came out at the exact same time. Rachel Omer Efshar Shalom Yotzer Roshah Shalom Echad and they had tefillah. It's impossible. One of them had to come out first. Therefore, one of them is definitely not the Bechor. So what do you do? Shneim Safek, they're both a Safek. The Yirachi Stavu, so they graze until they get a Mum. And they both get a Mum, and you take one, you give the other one to the Kohen. So you're also getting a present to the Kohen at that time when they no longer have the Kedusha of the Bechor. Okay, that's the Machlokas of Eshel and Samsein. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Afilu Tam Rabbanan. You don't have to go on and say, it only goes according to the Shita that says Eshel and Samsein. We can be going even according to the Shita of the Rabbanan who say that Eshel and Samsein. What's going on here? They were kofer between them. They were kofer and tokei dibur, I guess, of each other. Rashi says. Does he hear? He says that it was tokei dibur. In other words, from the beginning till the end, from the beginning of the first guy testifying to the end of the second guy testifying, I guess is tokei dibur, right? Because tokei dibur is considered kedibur. I mean, this kid is here. Usually, we say token of dibur by one person, right? Guys makes a bracha, shaklan. Oh, born in Arizona, token of dibur. You know, or he says the case in Nazir, which is always the issue. He does kriya and because he thinks somebody dies, and then he finds out that he didn't die, but now he's dead. So it's token of dibur. Then it's here token of dibur, two people. So you know, how does that work? Because we always had the satira. How token of dibur works? Do we say token of dibur means azuchus chazara? You have permission to retract within a certain amount of time, or do you say the token de dibur means that you know halachic time is viewed as in certain intervals, not in seconds, but token de dibur intervals. So I think over here is a raya to the second side that if it's a chus chazara, then what chazara do you have? How do you tie the chus chazara to somebody else? Maybe you say token de dibur means that everything is in intervals. So if you have an interval, so you have the same interval that applies with your lashon. So it's applied with somebody else. It's all in one thing. Rav Salvejit brings down from Chaim that maybe you could say that the Tokedei Dibur is in this case is different, is that maybe you still have the Schus Hazar issues that you view Eidus as not two people testifying. It's one thing. It's Hagadus Eidus. So it's all Hagadus Eidus, so then you can have Tokedei Dibur. What are you smiling for? It's tremendous. He has, in this Mishima Shirim, his pages and pages on like these pages now, pages. It's to die to look at if you have the time. But you don't like alumnus. Okay. What? Yeah, but like I said, 30 hours a day, what would I be doing? Okay. What? That's that. So the Gemara then says, Tokene Dibur Dami. Amar Le Rav Achim, we did the Larvine, so wait a second. Michte, Tokene Dibur, same question we always have, Tokene Dibur. Michte, Tokene Dibur, Kami Hava. How much is Tokene Dibur? Kadesh Shilas Talmud Larav. It's Shomel Lechem Rebbe. And the Bryce says, the Brechet say, Shomel Lechem Rebbe, Shomel Lechem Rebbe Mori. So, right, Ad the Amri Shvur Shein Anu Yodel Lecha Edus, Tuve Havi. That's a longer amount of time. Shvur Shalo Yodel Lecha Edus. And the next guy says, Shvur Shalo Yodel Lecha Edus. Well, that's longer than Shomel Lechem Rebbe Mori. So you can always answer like, so that's what the Gemara answers. Amalei Kol Echa Ve'echa Tokot Dibur Shal Chaveiro. Now they started Tokot Dibur of the other person. You can also always answer the other time saying that it's still also close from Indian. It's also sometimes Tokot Dibur. Right? So Gemara, hey, we stock by. People stand there with measurements on the matzah. So yeah, maybe they were there with the stock by. So Gemara, then the Tosos asks, Peiris, right, he said, the Tokot Dibur Shal Chaveiro, Peiris Rat Shigetchilu Tokot Dibur Shal Chaveiro, Apal Pi Shalo Yakfiros Tokot Dibur. You're saying, David. In other words, they have to start Tokot Dibur of each other, not that the entire, my entire statement is Tokot Dibur of your entire statement. Okay. And then he said, and the Ri, maybe this is what Reb Chaim gets it from. The Lamas also comes from Rishonim. He says, well, Omer Ri, the Kevet Shehei Zet Tokot Dibur Shal Rishon, Chashiv Ki Ilu Shnei Ne'idu Bavas Achas and Simpson. Well, that means not. If it's Tokot Dibur, it's at the same time. That's a raya. Tokot Dibur means not chazara. It means it takes place at the raya is, the main raya is also, like I said, the Gemara in the Dharam. Right? Again, what does the Gemara in the Dharam say? The Gemara in the Dharam says that if I hear that somebody died, and I tear kriya, and I find out, and all this happens, Tokot Dibur, I find out, no, he didn't really die when I tore kriya, he died now. But it's still Tokot Dibur of my initial kriya, then the kriya is chal. I don't do the kriya again. So Tokot Dibur is chus chazara. Was it anything to do with this? But Tokot Dibur means you view everything as the intervals of time are viewed differently than just like seconds, then it makes sense. There's a chus chazara, and therefore I don't have to decree again. Well, it has nothing to do with the chazara. By brachos, I understand the concept of chus chazara, but by the... Right, so maybe that's what... Right, so that's the Ron. There's a Ron that says, because the Gemara says the Tokot Dibur applies to everything except like a bodh zara, right? And there's something else. Right, because the Ron says because of those things, if I'm gonna be worshipped of Abu Dhabi, you really thought about it beforehand. So in every other instance, you have a little bit of time because, it's like you said, to get Yishuv Adas. But no, you don't go to and worship the idol without thinking about it in advance. So that's the exception, and if it's the exception, that comes to what you're saying. Okay. So then Gemara says, the Gemara then said, "Bezeh achar zeh." Right, if it's not Tokot Dibur, right, it's zeh achar zeh. First one guy denies, then the other guy denies. Harishin chayev asheni potter. Only the first guy is chayev. Why is the first guy chayev? Because when the first guy denied, there's still a second person there. So his denial has an impact on the testimony, on the outcome. But once the first guy denies, the second guy comes 10 minutes later, he's an eidechlan. He doesn't have anything. So we'll see what he has. So masnisin de lo katana. Our Mishnah does not go like the following Tana. Who's the following Tana? The following Tana says, in a brayso, the Tanya, Mashvia Eid Echad. If I tell an Eid Echad, you come and testify for me, you know, and swear that you know, and you swear that you don't know testimony, he says, Amen, right? So Mashvia Eid Echad, Putter, and he says, no, I don't know. He's Putter. Why? Because he's only Eid Echad. What impact does he have? Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Chachayim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're Chayim. So you see from Lazar Rabbi Shimon that you're Chayim in Eid Echad, so was Eidus. Rashi says, which is interesting, Mashvia Eid Echad. Oh, so the Gemara then says, "Lein v'haikam ifkli." This is what the machlokas is going to be. The Mar Savar, the Tanakamo, who says that your putter, eid echad kiyos l'shvuka aser. An eid echad has no monetary implications. It only comes to enforce a shvua. It can only be mechayev nitva a shvua, and therefore not money. So therefore, you don't have shvua seidus here. If there's no eidus, he's putter because he didn't have a monetary implication. Umar Savar, no eid echad kiyos l'mamonik aser. So an eid echad does force you to pay money. So Rashi explains it very positive. Rashi says, "Eid echad ki asi the shvu asi." The habimin here is in made a love shuchayev mana, ainu mechayev mamon el shvu alafikach ain hagadosos kashuva umash sav levona asa. He says, "No, the eid echad is mechayev you money." And the pot, but Doris Krah, and how does he say, "I'll pi shnai eidim yakum davar"? Doris Harhaki the chol avon the chol katas kahanu lemachas v'onshim who the ainu kam avakam hu lemamon. You only need two eidim for malchus or for punishments, but an eid echad will be mechayev you mamon. So the Rashba asks on this Rashi. The Rashba says, wait a second. It says, Peirush Rashi, L'mamon amamish. An Eid Echad is closing against everything we've ever learned. An Eid Echad would be chayav your money. Right? The Mamona Mamers, the Apagad Niksiv, Lo Yokim, the Eid Echad, the East, the Cholabon, the Chol Katas, Kasavar the Hainu Lamakas, the Ocean, about Lamamon Kah. That this guy, Rashi explained that this person's Svara is that Eid Echad would work to extract money. He goes, Veloni Hirili, he says, it doesn't make sense to me, great language. Loni Hirili did Nashvi Lahai Macha Toa Gomor. It doesn't make sense to me to tell me that this, that the Havanin, the questioner, is completely mistaken. There's got to be something behind the question. The question is the same. The Machlokas says whether or not an Eid Echad is Mechai Sum or Mechai Mamon. And the Havanin is that he's Mamish Mechai Mamon. That's an absolute mistake. What's the Havanin that the Rashi was asking? So therefore he says, it can't be. He doesn't like Rashi's pshat. So therefore he says, V'anocho me'ena masher pirish hari ibn Migash, the Rebbe Migash says, the chashvin le mamon, why is he considered le mamon? Ho will the royal lead star if you acher lehotzi mamon, chashvin le the asl mamono. Since the possibility exists that maybe he can combine with another aid that come later, and then it would have a monetary impact, that's considered enough for mamon. So the havamina would be that you don't need direct monetary outcomes. If the possibility exists that you would have money, there'd be a money impact, that's also enough to be considered a mamon. That's better than what, according to Rashi, but that's better than what Rashi is saying. But two. This is 1-8. Who wouldn't mean they? We're talking about a case of 1-8. That's not our case right now. The Bryce says 8 echad. No, that's not the Bryce's case. It's bizarre. Harzat. Ask your question. I don't think you have the case down. Ask your question because I don't think you have the case down. Right, the Bryce's case is you go to 1-8. No, the Bryce's case is 1-8. Right, our Mishnah is Bezeh Acharzeh. But it doesn't matter. If it's not Tochet Dibur, if one guy, the first guy who denies, he's Chayav. The Bryce brings a case and says that the Mishnah, that's the case. Then we bring a Bryce that says, Mashbiya Eid Echad. So are you Chayav? If that Eid Echad denies, are you Chayav? Not in the Bryce's case. It's Mashbiya Eid Echad. It's Mashbiya Eid Echad. And he denies. Is that guy Chayav Shavus Eidus? So that because he could be mitzvahed if a second one somehow appears. No, well, I don't assume that. Look at the case of the Gemara, the Braisa. 1-8. No, that's not what the Braisa says. It's Mashbiya Eid Echad. I only went to 1-8 and I told him to swear for me. So the Tanakhama says he's Pater, and Rav Shimon Berlovsky says he's Mechayev. Why is he Chayev? So the Rashba is saying to Rimigash, he's Chayev because it has a monetary impact because potentially, this aid could be mitzarev with another aid. You send out subpoenas to somebody else, and he comes, and then they'll be mitzarev. Since he could have been mitzarev, that's enough. It's very thin, but that's enough that would be to be mechai, to make it a monetary impact. Oh, we have to look at the case of the Gemara Braisa. Right. But that doesn't even change the case though. So what? So you only must be a one. You must be a 1-8. But I don't understand the question. Let's go back. I'm sorry. I have to talk on that after. I don't understand the question. Okay. So he says, Sabar Eid Echad ki Asla Ron ki Asla. But Tizbra, is it possible to say that Rav Elazar's Mechayev Mamon al Pi Eidus Eid Echad, or according to the way Rashba says it? So Rav Elazar is going to give a statement. We have no idea what the statement means. But based on this statement, we say that the Machlokas is something else. And then the Gemara is going to explain all these statements. But Tizbra, Baham Rabaye, doesn't Rabaye say, by the Gabi the Machlokas, it's time to come with Rav Elazar Shimon in our Mishnah, whether it be Mashpia Eid Echad, Yichayev Shavuos Eidus or not, Hakol Modim Eid Sota. Edwin agrees by Eid Sota. Hakol Modim Eid Sota. They all agree by Eid Sota. The Machlokas by Eid Sota. There's also Machlokas by Eid Sota. Hakol Modim Eid Echad. They all agree by Eid Echad. Hakol Modim Eid Shekinegu Chashul Shavuos. So, and the Gemara says, based on this, the Gemara just changes this whole thing, right? Elo, the Kulei Alma Eid Echad Ki Asi V'Shavuos Ki Asi. Everyone agrees that an Eid Echad comes to Abagid Shvua. The Hachab Makamiflik is the West of the Machlokes between the Lazar of Shimon, Mar Sava Dava Hagor and the Mamun Kamamun Dami. One says that something that caused, just as a casual connection, and could potentially cause a monetary loss is considered money. And therefore, by the Eid Echad, an Eid Echad, what can happen? The Eid Echad does Machayav Yerushua. So he's Machayav Yerushua. Most people don't take Shvuas. They don't like to take Shvuas. So therefore, he won't swear and he'll pay. So it's a Gorim Lamamun. Rashba's the Havamina. He was just trying to explain what the Havamina was, because he could, the Rashba could understand that a Havamina would be so off the mark to say that an Eidechad is Mamish Chayiv Mamon. Could it be? Right? So, Mar Savar, Dabar Gon Lamamon Kamamon Dami, you Mar Savar La Kamamon Dami. It's not Kamamon. Therefore, if you're Mashbia, and he denies it, he didn't cause money. He didn't cause a loss. Okay? You need to figure out what my focus is, what Dabar Gon Lamamon Kamamon Dami is not. So, this, it's interesting because Raz always says, and I think he says the name of the Rosen's wife, that there are three sugyas in Shas that always come, that always have to be played together. Dabar Gon Lamamon Kamamon Dami, Hesachin Nikar, and Garmi. Right? They all come, they're all very similar. And the Rashba here also, he asks the question. He says, Vakashali, right? The Kaimalon Kirabanon, the Rabbanin. We hold, like the Rabbanin here, who say, Dover of Gorom Mamon is Lav to Mamon Dami. But then he asks, Vim came Kashi Hilfaso, because we paskin that Garmi is Chayim. So I'm not even getting into the answer, but you see that the Rashba right away is comparing the two cases. It's indirect causality. Dover Garmi is also indirect. It's not direct Nazikin, it's indirect Nazikin. There you have here your Pata. What's the difference? The Rashba says maybe the difference is that really you are Pata for Garmi, but only by Shua's Eidas Dover Gomam is not considered the Mamon Dami. Because it's by Shua. I think the question is this gives you a Tahara based on the question. So Kufa. So let's go into Abaye's statement. Right? So the Machlokas is not whether an Eid Echad is Kam L'Shvua or an Eid Echad is Kam L'Mamon. An Eid Echad is definitely Kam L'Shvua. There's a famous Hakir also about by Eid Echad. Eid Echad is Kam L'Shvua. How does that work? Does that mean an Eid Echad is really Kam L'Mamon, but because it's only an Eid Echad, the other party has the right to swear to knock off that Chiyuv? Or is the Eid Echad never really Chayav for Mamon to begin with, and he's only comes to obligate your Shvua, to bring down the Rishivos from the Salvation, because we have a whole bunch of not communities and how you learn that, but that's just a nice Fakira. No, how does the Eid Echad really work? Is it Mechayav Yumamon, just that this Eid Echad is not powerful enough, so there's a course on the other side to knock off that Chiyuv with an oath? Or is he never Chayav Yumamon, there's only Chayav Yumamon an oath, and if you don't take the oath, then the Chiyuv Mamon switch comes in, and Ayin Shom for Nafkaminos. So Gufos, let's go back to Abaye's statement. Amar Abaye, Kol Modim Eid Sotav, Kol Modim Eid Sotav, Machlokes Eid Sotav, Kol Modim Eid Echad, Kol Modim Eid Shekinego Kashon HaShvua. HaKol Modim Eid Sotav, what's that case of Chayim? Everyone agrees that there's a case by an Eid Sotav, if you swear falsely that you know testimony to Chayim HaShvua, that's where by Eid Tumah. How does the Eid Sotav work? So I give Kinoi, I give in front of two witnesses, I say that she can't go south with this person. Two witnesses come and say she did go to Tiyichu with this person. But Eid Tumah, if one person then says, and she was Nitmeis there, one, then that's enough. She doesn't drink. She's also the husband. She loses her ksuba. There's the monetary impact. She loses her ksuba, right? So may describe the Eid Tumah. The Rachmana Hemeni. The Rachmana is, Torah believed one witness in this situation. In this case, they believed one witness to say that she was Nitmeis with the man. The pasuk says that aid ain't ba kol sheyishba. So long as there's one aid, she's chayav. Look at Rashi. Rashi says yesh edus. It's towards the bottom, but two thirds of the way down the short lines. Yesh edus besota shakol moldim ba shahamashbia aid echad chayav. If you ask this guy to swear and he swears falsely, he'd be chayav. What's that case? The yesh edus besota shafi mishbia. So the aid tuma. Yeah, the aid tuma. The next one. In hevi shnei aidi kinoi shehisra ba al tisri imploni. If you bought two AD kinoi, Vishne AD stira shinisrama, the two AD stira, right? Achar came. Vish od echad shenitmeis bestira zo, vishbia baal asa aid, and the baal is rashbia the aid, lehaid viyifter miksu, and then if he testifies, he won't have to pay the ksuba, right? The kofre dusa, chayat ham see the mammon mamish. Because you're massive in mammon. It's interesting. Really, God, what do you mean massive in mammon? This isn't aidus mammon. This is aidus isser. I'm testifying that an Isser took place. It happens to be that because of my Eidus Isser, a ramification of that is money. So the Rambam says, Einotanami. So long as there's a direct monetary impact, you don't have to be testifying about a monetary issue. But as long as there's a direct monetary impact from my testimony, that's enough. If it's too far removed, it's not direct monetary impact, then we can have the machlokas of Dover Gorim Lamamon Kamami Domi or not. But here, everyone agrees. This is not even considered Gorim Lamamon. It's a direct impact. Even though the testimony is geared and is focused on Isser, but money comes out directly from it, that's considered enough. Because if he doesn't testify, he now has to pay the ksuba. Fine, but had he testified, and now he can't be mafsid her yet. Because the only time he's mafsid her is if he testified. Here he swears he doesn't know the testimony. So he doesn't know the testimony, so now the Baal is still chayav b'tshuva. The case is that the aide swore falsely. We catch him. So he never testified. He never testified that she's there. No, who says initially he did? He lied. He claims, he swears, he never came to Bezin and testified about it. He swears he doesn't know the testimony. Turns out that he does. So he was mopsed at him. He was mopsed at the owner because the owner still owes the ksuba. Once he testified that he doesn't know, he came to Shehigah, shooting the clothes in the market. That's done. You can't, just because we know the fact to be true, it doesn't make a difference. It has to have the agents in court. Okay, the Yesh Kol Modin Edi Sota. There's a case also about Edi Sota where everyone's going to agree that's putter. What's that case? That's the Edi Kinui. The Haba Hi Gorim De Gorim. In that case, what's the Edi Kinui? What happens is that he's Makana her, and these two guys swear that they did not see her, they did not see the Kinui. They did not see it. Reality, they did see it. So that's Gorim Le Gorim, because even if they did tell the truth, they wouldn't have been master the ksuba yet. He wouldn't have forced them to pay the ksuba yet, because there's still more steps to take place afterwards. They have to have a steer and have to have all those other things. So that is Gorim Le Gorim. Rashi says, the Eda Kinu, the Gorim Le Gorim, the second last line, Af im ha'adunucha, even had we testified, adayin atatzorah for Eda Stira, you would still need the Eda Stira, right? Ukeshevo Eda Stira, and if the Eda Stira come, they would just be the grandma. So maybe from the fear of the water, she'll admit and lose the ksuba. So maybe you would say that the Ede Stira are Gorim Mamon, but the Ede Kino is Gorim the Gorim, and no one agrees by Gorim the Gorim. Alright? Umachlokas the Ede Sota. But there's a machlokas by Ede Sota. What's that? That's by the Ede Stira, we just said now. Right? So you have the Ede Kino, now it's the Edom on the Stira, and they swear falsely. So is that considered enough to be? Is that considered enough of Masa the Ksuba? Right? Rashi says, "Umachlokas Eidei Sota, also machlokas Shenechu Chacham Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon Rashpia Eidecha Shemamon, but also machlokas Asma Chalukin Rashpia Shnei Eidei Stira Sota the Kafru." Why? Because it's the same machlokas. Still, Rabbi Lazar Dimechayev Rashpia Eidecha Dimamam Mishum Dever Gon Mamam Kamamam Chayev. So to here, not me Bahani. Because why? She Eidu Heidu. Had they testified truthfully, I mean the Rashi. Had they testified truthfully? She, more likely than not, would have been afraid to taste the water, and therefore she would have admitted it, and the husband wouldn't have to pay the tshuva. So they're considered dabar gorim legorim. It's interesting, though. It's not direct, though, because it's dabar gorim legorim, because maybe she won't take the, maybe she will. But according to Chachamim, this is not gorim, dabar gorim mamon is not considered gorim, it's not considered mamon, and therefore, they would not be chayav shmuz karban, because it doesn't have a monetary impact, a direct enough monetary impact. Right? So let's read the Gemara. Machlokas Eidei Sota Beidei Stira. Mar Sava Dabar Gorim Lamamon Kamamon Dami. Umar Sava, and therefore Chayev. Umar Sava Lav Kamamon Dami and Pater. And that's the next case. Hakol Modim Kishenegdo Chashel Hashvua Hakol Modim Beidecha Rabbi Abba. So what? Everyone agrees that if Kinegdo Chashel Hashvua, and I swear falsely that I don't testify, that I know testimony, everyone agrees I'm Chayev in that case. And everyone agrees by the case of Rabbi Abba, one of the cases. So Hakol Modim because she never chashed on Shvuah. The chashed man, who's chashed on the Shvuah? So let's go to the case. Ilema, if we're going to say that the loav is chashed, meaning the Malbim is asking the Malbim, you loan me $100. You loan me $100, right? And Simcha knows one, and Simcha knows testimony. He knows testimony. It's an eight effort. But and I'm the borrower, and I'm chashed on the Shvuah. I'm a bad guy. Basically, won't allow me to take the Shvuahs. So what's the halacha is? The halacha is, if I'm chashed l'shvua, then we flip the shvua around, and you take the shvua, and you get paid. But you need the eid echa to be mechayev me the shvua. So if that eid echa doesn't come, I'll never have the shvua. So it's pretty direct, because I'm chashed l'shvua. So the Gemara says, ilayim the chashed lova, the amalei malva, I asis asidle, that if you would have come and testified for me, havei mishtabana b'shakelna, had the eight echad come and forced me to take a shul that I can't take, then you would have taken the shul and taken the money. So therefore, you're chayev, because you made me lose money. The Gemara says, no, who says? Shul is a pretty serious thing. B'lei malei, the aide could say back to him, me yamei de mishtabat. Who says you would have sworn? You would have gone to court, you have all the scary stuff that goes on, we'll learn about the shul, and who says you would have sworn? It's not direct enough over here. So that can't be the case. So what's the case? Elat ha'gon sheshneim chashudim. Both of us are chashud. The malvin and the lover is chashud. What's the halacha when the malvin and the lover is chashud? Then chazr shvul mechuyav lo. ping pong. The shvua first goes to me, then goes to you, then goes back to me. I can't take the shvua when we tell Shinyach HaLashav Mishalim. Therefore, I have to pay. So if the eight echad doesn't come and testify in a case where both of them are nefshal al the shvua, it's a direct monetary loss. Because I would have had to pay you out the din that I couldn't make the shvua. So therefore, that everyone agrees in that case that the eight echad is chai of the karva. The whole question that comes up, and there's certain cases, we said that shvua's eight doesn't apply to women. But there are certain cases where, like, a woman is believed. Like, I think a woman is believed by the AJ, I think, by the tumor. So would she be chayav shvuas eidus? Let's say there's a case you can find where a woman is believed. By get. Which someone dies. Yes, there's a super impact on that also. So do you say that she is chayav shvuas eidus there? Or maybe you just say the answer is that, no, she's believed, but it's b'toras hamana, not b'toras eidus. And therefore, and it only applies to an eight. I think that might. What? That's eight echad nemam b'yisurin. What's the monetary? Oh, he's just saying that. That thing. Right. It's not eight. It's nemonis. Okay. You can't do that right away. No. Yeah. No. What? Motzim mechaber al raya. Where's your raya? So what? I don't think that's halacha. I don't think you can just walk up to people and say, you owe me money, I'll swear to it. You don't need any edim according to you. According to what? Right. Correct. Correct. No, I don't think that's halacha. I don't think you can do that. I can walk up to you and say, Marcel, you owe me $1 million. I'm going to swear to it. Now you owe me $1 million?
No.
Yeah. I'm going to swear to it. Marcel, you owe me $1 million. Swear right now, you owe me $1 million. And then you're going to be an eight. That's not halacha. One eight comes in, you have to be mechayiv it. You have to be mechayiv the shua. The shua is, you don't have, it's nishma b'nifta. There are only a few cases of nishma b'notel, and that's not one of them. Right? There's a list, like three or four, where you get nishma b'notel. I don't think this is one of them. Okay. And I call modim the eight after the Rabbi Abba. It's the case of Nasan Rabbi Abba, which is really, the sugi is, I think, above Rabbi Abba, about $1 or something like that. Somewhere over there, maybe a little later. I call modim the eight after the Rabbi Abba. Dahu the chatuk naska. Okay, so what happens? I walk up to you, and I grab your, what's it, naska, an axe? I don't know what that means. Okay. I grab your naska. Okay? Mechaber. I take it away from you, right? This piece of silver. Also the comment of Rabbi Ami. So the nigzal comes in front of Rabbi Ami and says, right? And Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Ami Kameh, Rabbi Ami is sitting with Rabbi Ami. Also, Aiti Chatzahad, the Mitzachati Minei. So the Nigzal brings one aid to testify that I, in fact, did take this silver ignit from you. Okay? I took the silver rod from you. So, all right. Amrlei, so the quote, Goslin says, you know what? Ein hachanami. I did take it from you. In chatvi, but bididi chatvi. I did take it from you. I didn't steal it because it's mine. So what happens here? So Amar Rabbi Ami, Heichi l'dayinei dayin l'haydina. What are we supposed to do with this din? Mishalem, should we tell the Goslin the guest to pay or return the object? Lecha treis ade. There are no two witnesses here. Two witnesses only force payment. There's only one witness here. Okay. So lifterate. Let's potter him. Say he doesn't have to do anything. Ha'ikha chatzahad the mechta chatzah. But we have one witness that says that he didn't steal it. Right? So lishtava. Let's force him to swear. He says, no. Kevin dom in chatzvi di chatzvi. Ha'ikha Goslin. He can't swear. Habik Gazlan is not exactly the case. The Gabin, this shvuah, he's a Gazlan. What does that mean? The shvuah has to contradict the testimony. The testimony here, he agrees to. The testimony is, you stole this. He goes, yeah, I did take it. What's he going to swear? I didn't take it. He admitted he took it. So how's that going to work? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Lishtava shvua. Shahid Nechaivo came with Amr in Chatvi, Habilek Gazan, the Hamishaiv Shvua of P. Eid Echad, Sarvak Lishaba, Al Masha Eid Neid, Ulahakish as Eid. You have to contradict the Eid. Vizet in the Yakul Lishaba Lakah. He can't contradict the Eid. Why? Shrey Modu Libre Echechotva. He agrees that he took it. Right? The Habi Hai Gabra Echel Shvuz Oki Gazlan. The Gabi Dishvu is a Gazlan. You can't call him a Gazlan. He's just telling him that's his. So what are you supposed to do here? Can't force him to pay. Can't potter him. Can't make him give a shua. So Amalei Rabbi Abba. What?
You return the item, and then you make two good choices.
So Amalei Rabbi Abba, Havlei Mechuyah Shvua, Hischayev Shvua, and he can't, Ve'enu Yachol, and he can't make the Shvua, Enu Yachol Shava, Ve'kola Mechuyah Shvua, Ve'enu Yachol Shava, Mishalad. Therefore, Hischayev Shvua, and he can't take, because he, so what do? You have to pay. Return the item back. Right? So that's what Abaye says, and everyone agrees, that there's, in the Eid Echad in this situation, an Eid Echad in this situation, it has a direct monetary impact, therefore, if he swears false and doesn't know Eidus here, then he would be chayav shvuos Eidus. I think the maskan is what you're saying. The maskan is you have to return it, right? Questions like Kishnaya, maybe it's to pay back twice. So that's the case that we're talking about. Abaye may not necessarily be talking about Rabbi Abba's case, but he's talking about a similar case that had the aid come, it would have forced the situation to be toshin yochum shavu mishalim. That's enough. That would be basically all these cases are is basically that so long as the Eid Echad has a direct monetary impact or there's a monetary result comes out from the Eid Echad, he's in the parsha of Shuas Eidus. The Shuas Eidus only applies in a type of situation where the Eid has this a monetary impact. An Amar of Papa, there's another case with an Eid Echad and there's no machlokes with Chacham Rav Elazar, right? Amar of Papa, Kol Modim be Eid Misa Shu Chayev, Va Kol Modim be Eid Misa Shu Pater. It's a case of Eid Misa that everyone agrees that he's Chayev. In the case of Eid Misa, everyone agrees that he's Pater. What are those cases? A kol modin the Eid Misa shehu Pater. What's the case of where he's Pater? The Amr Lalu Yida. The Eid outside of Beis Din tells the Aguna, basically, that I know that your husband died. The lo Amr Lalu live Beis Din. But he doesn't say that testimony in Beis Din. Right? The Tanan, right? In this case, he's Pater. Because he doesn't have any impact. Because the mission is, Ha'isha she Amr meiz baili tinasa meiz baili tizyabin. She could just come in herself, and we believe her that her husband is dead because we came to Toksha Daiko Mitzvah, right? She checked into it. So therefore, in that case, since he sends her outside of Beis Din, right, it doesn't have any impact inside Beis Din. But a kol modin be'ed misa shu chayev. What case would he be chayev? That's the case. The lo amar l'dida, the lo amar l'hu l'Beis Din. He never said anything to her, right? He didn't say. He just swears that he doesn't know any testimony about it, without ever telling her that he knew the testimony. So in that case, now he's mopsed mama. What more than he's mopsed? Because if the husband's dead, she'll get the ksuba from the Yerusha. So in the case where he does tell her, but not inside Beis Din, that's fine, because she could go to Beis Din herself. But if he swears that he doesn't know it, he never told her. She has nothing to rely on. So he's mopsed her to ksuba. Then you're chayav. So shmami na. So are we going to prove from the words of our papa that mashvia eidik karka chayav? And if a person, because ksuba is really where do you go with the ksuba? The ksuba is usually going from the karkos. You get it from the karkos. You know, there's no shvu on karkos. You learn it from here that mashvia eidei karka chayev. If someone's tobeya karka, you know, non-movable property from his friend, and he's mashvia eidim to testify on his behalf that the guy owes him the field, and they deny their kofar that the eidus chayev shvus eidus, how is that possible? There's no shvu on karkos. So Gemara says dilma it's feast of metalta. No, we're talking about a case over here. Where oftentimes the ksuba payment is set aside in a different portion. Ksuba is really nigma mikarkos, but oftentimes it's set aside in a metatlin in another area. So therefore, or maybe she was tofesit b'chayei bala and she's holding on to it, and therefore it's not a shua on karkos. It's a shua on regular metatlin. Okay. Next case, kafar echad v'hoda echad. One denies, one swears and denies that he knows testimony, and the other one is modin. That he knows the testimony. So the guy who was called for Shkai Shu Zaydus, and the guy with Moda, is not. So Hashtag, the Gemara says, what's the Kiddush? Hashtag, Bezeh Achar Zeh, the Tarvayuka Kafri Amarta Rishon Chai Vashani Potter, Kafar Echa Behold Echmi Boy. We had the case before where they both denied it. They both swore falsely, except that it wasn't told for the Dibor of each other. So the first guy's Chai and the second guy's Potter. The second guy has no monetary impact. So in that case, we already say that he's Potter. We already say that he's Potter. We need to tell me that even if he admits he's Potter, it's Kavachomer. He goes, no, Lo Tzricha, what's the case? He goes, Shekak Vushnei and Bechazer Echad Mehen Beholdim Tokedei Dibor. Well, both of them were Kofar, and then one of them was Chozer and was Modeh Tokedei Dibor. So, Bahakamash Malan, the Tokedei Dibor, Kedibor Dami. So, come to teach us the Tokedei Dibor is Kedibor Dami, that's considered enough of Hodah. So, Mar then says, this is real quickly, sorry. Vishnamal Rechizda, the Mokavai Hu, Kishik, Yossi Aglili, Reisha Eshlo Tzamtzin save Itzchak Shmuel Tokedei Dibor Dami. Fine. According to Rav Chisda, who said that the Reisha Tokas the Din of Eshlo Tzamtzin or Eshlo Tzamtzin, so the same is teaching us the Din of Tokedei Dibor Kedibor Dami. But according to the other man, the Amar, right, El Rav Yochanan, who says the Reisha is teaching us Tokedei Dibor, and Reisha Tokedei Dibor is safe, but Tokedei Dibor Tarti Lamo. What do I need to say for teaching Tokedei Dibor? I already learned it from the Reisha. So Ma'ale Tema Hanimil Bekfir Bekfira. You would have thought maybe you could say the Tokedei Dibor applies if what if it's kfir and a kfirim, and if you combine the two kfiros, basically the two of them together can be combined. In Tokhut Hebrew, about kfira b'hoda, when one aid wants is kofar and then he's moda emalo, maybe we'll say that you can't be chozer. Maybe it's chayav, but the original kfira you can't be chozer. Kamash lo, if he's chozer, Tokhut Hebrew, then that's good. Okay, stop here. Have a good day.